And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. This Saturday, Notre Dame of Maryland University will be presenting the 2018 Women of the World Festival. The event is part of a global effort that began in London in 2010 as a platform to celebrate the achievements of women and advocate for gender equality. One of the featured speakers at this year's WOW Festival is Brittany Oliver. She's a race and gender activist and the founder of the Baltimore grassroots movement Not Without Black Women. Ms. Oliver was recently appointed to the Baltimore Commission for Women, and this weekend she will be speaking on a panel at the WOW Festival called The Confidence Gap. Brittany Oliver, welcome to Midday.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So just the other day, I had a wonderful conversation with another Brittany, a black feminist named Brittany Cooper, who talked about the tension between race and gender and the intersection of race and gender, which is just fraught with all sorts of interesting dimensions. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you've given a lot of thought to as well. Where do you think we stand at that intersection?
So I think that when it comes to black women, our issues are very complex. There's not one issue that takes priority, over the other, whether it be race, class, gender, age. I mean, you name it. Every identity that we have intersects in everything that we do in our lives. And it also, the world interacts with us in such ways. So I think that the works of black feminists such as Brittany Cooper, who I'm a huge fan of.
Me too.
Yeah. she has, and many other black feminists and womanists across the nation have been such an inspiration to women like me in terms of taking full advantage of our voices and our strengths and not asking for permission to talk about our issues.
Brittany Oliver, we are streaming our conversation here in Studio A on the WYPR Facebook page. If you have a question for Ms. Oliver, 410-662-8780, our email midday@wypr.org, and you can tweet us at @MiddayWYPR. So Not Without Black Women in particular, one of your latest projects, and you've had several other projects prior to that, but this project is about networking. It's about bringing folks together for a conversation. Tell us what the aspirations are here.
Sure. So Not Without Black Women actually started last summer. We have not been operating long, but we've been able to get a lot of work done. And so Not Without Black Women is a social and political movement of black women that aims to uplift our voices through dialogue, sisterhood, and self-expression. We do this work through community organizing, through political advocacy, coalition partnerships, and as well as youth mentoring. And so we are a movement of over 40 women, ages, anywhere from 18 to 40 plus, that come together every month, once a month, to talk about issues that we face and on a daily basis. And so originally, the movement was started out as something just social, where we get together, have, you know, happy hour drinks, talk about the news, what's happening in our lives. But then I think that because of my background and the work that I've done politically in Baltimore around social justice, a lot of the women became very interested in wanting to have political stake in the conversations about how to change Baltimore. So since we've started, we've held town halls for black women, monthly meetings, we do youth mentoring, and then during the Maryland legislative session, we actually was very successful at getting a couple bills passed. And so again, this really shows you the power of when black women come together and really have tools and resources that centers them in their issues.
One of the things I read in Brittany Cooper's book that surprised me as, an out-of-touch white guy was that she said that it's difficult, sisterhood is difficult with black women because we are, society teaches black women to distrust mm-hmm. other black women. Do you find that the case? That was surprising to me, but Brittany swears by it. Clearly, when you started your organization, Not Without Black Women, you thought maybe 10 or 20 people would show up and like 40 or 50 showed mm-hmm. up, right? So there seems to be a need. What's your take on the capacity of women to really dive into sisterhood?
So I think Brittany Cooper is right when she says that. Sisterhood, building sisterhood among black women is incredibly difficult. But one of the reasons why I think it's difficult is because of the current systems that we operate under. I think that people are not used to outspoken, unapologetic black women speaking up about issues. So that makes people incredibly nervous. I think that we operate under a system of patriarchy in which we are used to men being in leaderships, being holding power in leadership and being controlling the narrative about what change looks like from very narrow-minded, you know, views. And so the benefit of having black women build sisterhood is that black women talk about issues, the deepest, darkest, you know, things that no one wants to talk about. We talk about ending rape culture, and we talk about intimate partner violence, equal pay. I mean, you name it. We talk about it and we surface it, and we are not afraid to go to war, to lean into the pain of having to be silent for so long about our issues. So it is incredibly difficult to do, but I think it's absolutely necessary, especially after the Me Too movement that has, you know, come up. And
started by a black woman, Tarana Burke, mm-hmm. who will be at the Women of the World Festival, actually.
Yep, Tarana Burke, who has been doing this work for over 10 years. And didn't receive recognition for her work until most recently, right? So that's another example of how we operate under a system of patriarchy. And I would also link that to institutionalized and structural sexism. And so I think that she is right when she says that sisterhood is difficult, but it's absolutely necessary. And we're at a time where it's time where we are able to really take advantage of our strengths.
And the Women of the World Festival seems to be a perfect venue for, you know, incorporating those concerns into the wider conversation about sexism and gender. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fascinating moment, and this is a fascinating organization. So I hope you'll come back and we'll talk more about it the next time as well.
I sure will. Thank you.
Brittany T. Oliver, she's a race and gender justice activist, and she's the founder of Not Without Black Women, a grassroots movement that focuses on organizing, youth mentoring, and political advocacy. The 2018 Women of the World Festival, presented by the Notre Dame of Maryland University, will be held on Saturday. Brittany T. Oliver is part of an impressive group of speakers that will include Me Too founder Tarana Burke and the cultural critic Roxane Gay. We've got complete information on our website, wipr.org/midday. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, the latest installment in our series of conversations with the candidates. Senator Joan Carter Conway and Delegate Mary Washington are opposing each other for the state Senate seat in District 43. That's a seat that Senator Conway currently holds. Delegate Washington is the House representative in that district. They're going to join me. Plus, Josh Kurtz, the co-founder and editor of the political news site Maryland Matters, will have analysis of other legislative contests around the state. We want to thank the Diz for supplying lunch today. The Diz is located at 300 West 30th Street in the heart of Remington. They feature signature burgers, wings, steaks, and jumbo lump crab cakes. The Diz is open for lunch and dinner with breakfast served on the weekends. You can find them on the web at thedizbaltimore.com. Here and Now is up next after a break for the news from NPR. On behalf of the entire Midday team, I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate your listening. Have a great day.
This is your NPR News Station, member supported 88.1 WYPR.